The estates of two former Citadel Village East residents in St. Albert are taking the seniors' complex to court over allegations of breach of contract due to the companies involved failing to return mortgage-sized sums of money that the former residents paid as part of their life lease agreements. The two separate statements of claim, filed earlier this summer by the estate of Mary Soltis and the estate of Gloria Runk, both name Citadel Mews Limited and Devonshire Security Corporation as defendants, both of which operate under the Christensen Group of Companies. Greg Christensen directly or indirectly owns, controls, and is the controlling mind of the companies within the Christensen Group, according to the statement of claim. Greg Christensen is also named directly as a defendant in the case of Mary Soltis. None of the allegations in the claims have been proven in court. The Soltis statement of claim states that Mary and her husband Edward entered into a life lease agreement in the spring of 2014 when they paid $418,500. The money was transferred to Devonshire Security Corporation, the fund's designated trustee. The life lease contract, the statement of claim explains, was only in effect until 3 months after both Mary and Edward passed, or 3 months after the Soltises delivered a notice of termination. Edward passed away in 2018, and Mary continued to live in the building until her death in May of 2022. According to the statement of claim, about 4 months after Mary's death, when Citadel Mews Limited and Devonshire were to return the $418,500 the Soltises paid under their life lease agreement, Mary's estate instead received a partial payment of just $20,925, and the estate's representative were advised by representatives of Christensen Group that the remaining balance would not likely be paid out for 14 to 18 months. The delay, as explained in both the statement of claim and the statement of defense subsequently filed by the defendants, was a result of Citadel Village East reaching a 6% threshold of residents who had served termination notices. Under the life lease agreement, Citadel Mews Limited and Devonshire are permitted to delay repayment of life lease funds in these circumstances. Because the 6% threshold had been reached by the time the Soltises' mortgage became due, Citadel Mews Limited created a payout list that operated on a first-in-first-out basis, meaning those who had been waiting for their mortgages to be paid out the longest were to be paid out first. The statement of claim alleges that the defendants engaged in a scheme for personal profit by intentionally refusing to re-life lease available units in Citadel Village East for the purpose of only making those units available for rent, and artificially maintaining the 6% threshold in an effort to avoid or delay repaying loan funds owed to former life lease residents. The alleged scheme, Mary's estate claims, has allowed the defendants to wrongfully earn significant rental income from the use of units that ought to have been re-life leased, as well as benefit from the use of an estimated $8 million of capital that is owed to and being wrongfully withheld from former residents of Citadel Village East. In their statement of defense, the defendants, represented by lawyer Kevin Chapatel, deny each and every allegation made in the statement of claim. Given the provisions of the life lease agreement and the 6% threshold, no amount is currently due and payable to the plaintiff, the statement of defense reads. The defendants deny that there has been any bad faith or scheme for unjust profits, as alleged, or at all. The defendants have diligently attempted to re-life lease the unit and continue to do so to reduce the payout list, the statement of defense reads. The other statement of claim filed by the estate of a former Citadel Village East resident, Gloria Runk, which was filed the day after the Soltis statement of claim, makes similar allegations, and specifically states that the defendants changed their business model to the detriment of Runk and other life lease and loan holders of the Citadel. Unlike Mary Soltis, whose life lease mortgage became due as a result of her passing, Runk's statement of claim alleges that she submitted a notice of termination in March of 2021, and that summer was to be repaid the $543,060 she and her husband Alan had transferred to Devonshire Security Corporation for their life lease mortgage in 2015. That July, the Runk statement of claim states, Devonshire returned $52,806, and the following March returned another $400,000, leaving $56,117.05 yet to be repaid. Gloria died this past May. The Runk statement of claim alleges that the defendants have negligently or intentionally made use of their size, complexity of business agreements, lack of transparency, and change of business model to take advantage of Alberta seniors, including Gloria Runk when she was alive. In the statement of defense filed in response to the Runk statement of claim, the defendants again deny each and every allegation. The statement of defense also cites the 6% threshold clause in the life lease agreement as the reason why the Runk estate hasn't been paid the remaining amount due. The amount owing to the plaintiff was placed on the unit list as there were notices of termination for over 6% of the units in Citadel Mews East, the statement of defense reads. However, despite being under no obligation to do so, a significant portion of the amount has already been paid to the plaintiff. Responding specifically to the Runk estate's claim that Citadel Mews East and the Christensen Group changed their business model to move away from life leases and towards standard rental agreements, the defendants say in the statement of defense that units are always available for either rent or life lease, but the recent trend has been towards rentals, which is beyond the control of the defendants. The defendants deny that any advantage was taken of Alberta seniors. At all material times, the defendants have acted reasonably in trying to refund amounts owing to seniors and have gone above and beyond the requirements of the life lease agreement. The statement of defense, which was filed on August 16, also states that as of this summer there are only 55 active life leases at Citadel Mews East, a decrease of 5 compared to the November 2022 payout list obtained by the Gazette. Christensen response. In an interview with the St. Albert Gazette, Greg Christensen said that in his opinion, the lawsuits filed by the estates of former Citadel Mews East residents stem from a misinterpretation of the lease and loan documents. Typically the structure is, there's a fairly elaborate contract, all of those provisions are in there, and then also the overall guidance as to take it to your lawyer or accountant, Christensen said. I guess what I'm saying is we're generally following the letter of the contract. I don't think there's a question we're going to be contrary to the contract, and one reason is we have 100 people in queues right now across the province, he said, referring to similar payout lists that exist for former residents of other buildings operated by the Christensen Group, such as Devonshire Village in Edmonton, and the Bedford Village in Sherwood Park. When asked what the overall estimate is for how much money is owed to former residents of Christensen Group operated seniors' homes who are on the payout queue, Christensen said it was confidential. Repayment plan. Christensen said that his company has been considering two ideas to pay back those who are on the payout queue. The first is to have the Christensen Group secure a rental property mortgage, which, he said, would be used to pay back the money owed to those on the Citadel Mews East payout queue first. I'm reluctant to say this because every other community is going to say, why are you starting in St. Albert? But, I would say why we're starting in St. Albert is we've had a long history of goodwill and brand respect in St. Albert, he said. Rather than work on 9 of them at once, I'm going to start on the most high probability ones first. The second idea Christensen said his organization is thinking through right now is to start making monthly payments to those on the payout queue based on the rental income the buildings are generating from current tenants. There are other situations that we're contemplating, and of course, it's in the eye of the beholder, for the families, in the queue, and different people have different perspectives, and I would say that it's always better to have a choice, he said. In an interview, the son of Mary and Edward Soltis, Brian, told the Gazette that his family actually feels lucky to be in the position they're in since his parents have passed away, and aren't in a position where they're relying on their life lease mortgage to be returned in order to find other housing. We're in a different position from a lot of people, Brian said, adding, there hasn't been a lot of stress because my mom and dad passed away, so it's not as if they need the money and we have a loved one that is out of pocket money. For us it's just more of a question of we're really unhappy with the process or scheme, call it what you will, and a developer using that scheme to his benefit at the expense of a lot of vulnerable seniors.